Well, Devin, what's your state of mind right now? Another game on the horizon? Are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
Yeah, not really. I'm fine. Just putting in extra work. Getting out there in practice, just doing a little things to see if that can give me a little spark. So.
By extra work, what does that mean? Extra shots?
Extra film? Everything. Film, shots, ball handling. Just anything to give me the edge, you know. Just getting back to the basics.
How do you keep from getting frustrated when you're in a slump like this?
You just got to smile sometimes. You just got to overcome adversity, you know. It happens to the best of us. We just got to each got to find our way of getting over that hump, and that's what I'm doing right now.
What does it say about your team that the last two games you struggled on the road, scored a total of 2 points, and your team was right there and almost won two big road games? Does that talk about the way they're playing?
Oh, we're playing good as a team, good defensively. We're still rebounding the ball, still sharing the ball, getting a lot of assists on our field goals. We just got to find a way to close out games. That's what we're struggling with right now as a team. And we got to it just has to become a mentality to be sick of losing games that close and games that we should win. So we just have to mentally get over that hump of winning close games.
When you step back and kind of look at, and I'm sure nobody's analyzed your struggles more than yourself, when you sit back and look at what's gone wrong, what do you pinpoint?
You talking about for me individually?
Yeah.
I lost a little bit of arc on my shot, shooting a little flat. So I've been working on that, and then just finding other ways to get myself going other than scoring. I've been trying to rebound, still create for my teammates, with also still looking to be aggressive. So just putting all of that into account, and just going back and watching film and trying to find out where I can find some easier opportunities to get myself going earlier with easier baskets. So, and I felt like I did that in the Wisconsin game, but they still didn't fall, like the floater went in and out, stuff like that. I mean, yeah. It's a good shot.
You struggled a little bit with your ankle and your toe earlier. Mm-hmm. Do you think that might have a little bit to do with it being flat? Or
it could be. I don't want to just say it's that because I don't know. We don't really know what the case could be. You could say that might have been a problem because I wasn't able to shoot in the time I missed, just trying to stay off of it. So you could say that, but I'm not really worried about what happened down the line. We're just trying to get back to what was working.
So I think that's a positive that you're able to get those open shots. You got a lot of good looks at Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Is that a positive that you got yourself in position too?
Yeah, because I had to work on getting myself better looks. I was taking contested shots earlier in the Big Ten season, which could also be a problem due to my shooting, just taking bad shots sometimes. So we've been working on me coming off screens better, getting myself open, and using my teammates as of ways for me picking for them to get myself up and stuff like that. So I've been doing all that, and I've been getting the correct shots. Now I just got to make them.
Do you feel like they're in your corner right now? That your teammates are still in your corner? Do you have confidence in you?
Yeah, they still have confidence in me. They have confidence in me. You wouldn't see them passing me the ball. So I do love them for that, making sure that they try and get me going. They do try and get me going. So, but we still at the end of the day have to try and find a way to win. So that's the most important key and task.
Devin, you could say that all players go through shooting slumps, but is this one of the more frustrating ones for you? Or
yeah, I've never been through nothing like this. But I mean, you gotta be challenged somewhere. So this is my challenge in my life right now, trying to get wins and trying to get back focused. So I'm just taking it on as a challenge, really.
Do you feel like if it's just one or two, if you get it one or two early, then that's something?
Yeah, I think it could. I think just that something as simple as that could, and that's what we've been trying to do. So.
Tired of talking about this?
There's nothing you can get away from.
Being asked about it by, you know.
Yeah, just everybody just like
family.
Thinking I'm about to die or something. Like I'm fine. You know? It's just one of those situations. I just had a rough month, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to look at the positive end of it and just get back on track.
Is it a little important to kind of be able to block some of that stuff out though too?
Oh yeah, of course. Not really listening to everything else going around you and stuff like that. And I think I've done a good job of that. Just listening to the people that are most important in getting this back together. So other than that, I've just been listening to those people. So
you were the natural guy to step up and be the go-to guy now that after Matt left.
Mm-hmm.
And you showed, you know, you had some outstanding games this season.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, now I don't want to say you let down the team, but do you feel like, you know, here you were and you look at these close games and you go, dang, I just could have hit a couple
shots. Of course, you always do that. I did that as a freshman when we were losing. But you can't really like Clinton Kempsey, can't really think on it. You got to get over that. And I think I've done a good job of that, of just trying to keep from thinking about the past. And a shot here, a shot there could have changed the whole outcome of a game. So I've just been looking towards the present and the future.
Two more questions.
Yeah, Devin, Western was one of the better games, the earlier game against Northwestern this year, one of the better games that you guys had as a team. Did you look at that film as you get ready for Saturday and kind of remind yourself what you guys did well?
Yeah, we've already looked at that film and saw what we did good and what we should carry over into the next game, and also what we could even fix in that game. And we just want to make sure we come out and continue to run and push the ball like we did, and look for our transition opportunities.
Devin, how much does it help you to see Coach still have confidence in you, saying, we still want to get the ball to you, I still want you to shoot the ball, I don't want you to hesitate?
I mean, that really helps, especially when you're going through this, is people wanting you to keep shooting, having the confidence in you. And because you can easily lack confidence in yourself, so when guys around you have confidence in you, it kind of helps you out a lot too. So that's always a good thing.